Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
An email at tnt@tntradioempire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Cameron will be here tomorrow. Aaron Weber on Friday, right? He's the Funny Bone this weekend?
Yep.
Mr. Walsh, where are you at this weekend? Got some comedy coming up?
Or does Nick have that schedule?
I do. I'm in Fort Dodge Friday.
Oh, yeah.
At the Larimar.
Yeah.
At the,
Is that the place you'll never
Larimar Ballroom.
Yeah, I'm done with Fort Dodge.
Okay.
This is going to be a good one, Nick. They're biting in the river.
And by the way, do you have a chance to see us since the event, obviously, but thanks for coming out with us on Friday night, Mr. Tyler Walsh. It was a great night, wasn't it? A lot of fun, man.
Yeah, I had a great time.
You Thank killed him.
I think Tyler Walsh had my favorite quote of the whole night, because during his set, he goes, y'all listen to the radio?
Oh, actually, people liked it. When I asked him, I don't want to give up. I want you people to listen to the podcast, but I will say one thing. He said, I was asking everybody what first they thought when he met us. And Walsh leans in and goes, my first thought was liberals. The crowd dug that. But yeah, the whole podcast is up on all the podcast platforms from Friday night, including their comedy sets and the guys and our podcast. And Todd, surprisingly, is drunker at the end than he is in the beginning. That's how it works, so, like you said earlier.
Well, he was drunk at the beginning. He was drunker at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was drunk too, but that's why I've Todd around, so I look sober. You know?
I was manageable drunk for the first segment, and then it started to unravel. And I'm sorry I embarrassed the family.
Oh, not us.
No.
Yeah. His family, no, not at all. You know.
Everybody that's brought it up was, wait, Todd was drunk. I go, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Todd gonna Todd.
Yeah. But I wasn't mean drunk.
No, you're not. Never a mean drunk.
You're
a lovey, sloppy drunk.
Yeah, well,
just wobbly.
You've not seen me mean drunk. Once in a while, I can get that way. Depends upon the mood going in to the drinking.
The only time I got nervous was the stairs leading from the stage level to the backstage level were very kind of, they're steep.
The stairs
were a little short, and there were a couple times he looked a little unsteady on those stairs.
And they got those little ramps that they put over the cords.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm surprised I didn't trip over one of those.
Yeah, those things
will get you, even if you're sober.
Those things designed to not make it a tripping hazard.
Right.
Yeah, they are a tripping hazard.
There was a couple times you reminded me of the guy on the, is it the water boy? Where he's like, remember that one time I was
Yeah, you're right. I was tuned up myself, but I could, when I was talking to Todd, I want to know what it was like to talk to Todd completely sober. I think Puss was completely sober, weren't you, Puss?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. So.
There was too much going on.
No. Yeah,
there was too much going on.
Plus, a sober Puss has dealt with drunk Todd before. So
certainly.
It's old hat for him.
Yeah. But Tyler, you made the transition from vodka to Coors Light at some point.
I did.
That was the saving grace.
Yeah, it was. Yes, I had to do that because Coors Light keeps me going.
If you kept doing the vodka, we would have had two of you.
I realize that. I realize that.
I'm going to follow your lead next time.
I had to calm down, just start drinking beer. Not stop drinking, just stop drinking.
Right.
No, start drinking beer. Yeah.
Just gently apply the brakes.
No, I'm just drinking Coors Light, a bunch of those. But coming out.
Right, because you can't pour the Coors Light heavy.
No.
You can't.
And you got to work a lot harder to get sloshed on Coors Light.
Yeah, you do. Especially at when you're a pro, you know. That's why I put a hefty base of vodka in there to begin with, you know. Just get that buzz going, you know. Plus, I was really tired until we started drinking. Then I felt better, you know. I was drinking vodka, and I told Colleen, Colleen from the Funny Bone was there backstage. She goes, "That's going to wake you up." I said, "Well, yeah, for a while."
Well, you put a little Red Bull in there.
You'll get a little boost out of it.
I didn't have any Red Bull. Oh, you're right. I did get a little Red Bull, didn't I, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
That's what saved me. Yeah. Don't drink, kids.
Yeah, I don't.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There was Domino's pizza back there. That
yeah,
was
that helped. I had a couple slices of that. That helped that too, man. Right?
Don't we really eat Domino's pizza, kids?
We were pissed off at Ryder's buddy who plays for the Huskers was hanging out with us backstage, and he was eating pizza. And what his line that pissed us all off?
I was sitting there with him, and he was like, "I got to go get some more pizza. I got to get my weight up."
Yeah,
coach wants me at 225. I'm only at like 221. I'm like, shut up. Get out of here.
When's the last time any of us said, I got to put on some weight?
Never. I've never said that phrase.
No. When I played football in high school, I only weighed about 155. The coach kept telling me I got to be a little heavier, which is 155 is kind of ridiculous for a lineman, but you could do it back in the day. And I ate like a pig at 155, and nothing happened because, you know, you had a
The metabolism of a hummingbird.
Metabolism was a hummingbird at the time. You're right, right, right. Wow, no one's college yet, then the weight would pile on. You're right.
But, oh, sure.
But yeah, I've never had it, and I didn't even take it seriously. Put weight on. I'm thinking I'm not going to eat.
He was over there. He's like, well, I got it. I'm only at 221, 222. Yeah. I need to be 225. Like,
yeah,
3 pounds is like really going to. All right, dude. There's the pizza. Go for it.
Well. And they do that. This hit a chord for me.
Yeah, go ahead.
They do that when you're like a 6'2", 6'3", 270, 280-pound guy, too.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
then, they're like, you're too light to be a lineman, you know.
Now, so then in your age group, they were. You're right.
Oh, yeah. So then you hit 330, 340, then the football drill. Now they're like, good luck, fat. No football. Now you're just fat.
That's
big for that.
Even in high school, can you play O-line at anything less than 300?
Well, no, you can.
High school kids.
But I mean, you're in
the 250s to 280s.
I was gonna say 250 to 280 at least.
Easily.
There's guys in the league that are under 300 that are on the line.
Really?
Probably not.
O-line,
many.
Probably
maybe guards or something.
If they look thinner, it's because they're 6'7".
You're right.
Push high school linemen for any of the big schools in Omaha or in Lincoln, whatever, or in Wichita. Yeah, the offensive line. My son's offensive line, when he was played ball at Elkhorn North, those guys were. They were like 270, 280 whole way down the line.
I'm going to say upper 200s.
Yeah. And the heaviest guy on my offensive line a long, long time ago weighed 210.
Yeah.
And by the way, that was big then. That was big then. You know? But then when Walsh went up to 240, they said 340. They said, now you're too fat.
Well,
they,
no, that was about. But when we were 270, 280 our junior year.
Yeah.
And then when me and the other 6'3 guys came in over 300, nobody, they were like, yeah.
Yeah, they were excited.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not healthy, right?
No, but if you see, if
your son plays offensive line, Nick. Weight,
bad weight. Yeah, he does.
What's your son weigh now?
Now
he's only going to be sophomore, right?
His goal is to be 250 by the fall. I'll know exactly what he's at right now.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, he tries to gain weight, but he wants to gain good weight.
Yeah, you're right.
That's harder to do.
Yeah, but even offensive linemen, even in the pros, to gain weight, you have to have a little bit of gut. You know?
Right.
Yeah. If you see a guy, if you see an O lineman in you know D1 college or the NFL who doesn't have a gut, it's probably because again he's 6'7", 6'8".
He's taller,
but
right?
But still weighs, you know, 315, 320.
Right. It's always amazing the way those guys slim down. Like Joe Thomas retired.
Yeah.
Immediately. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's how you live. That's
after
how you
the year 2000. Yeah. No, most linemen 300. Or offensive linemen anyway. Yeah.
You ain't
that's
playing.
That's why if I was an actor, I would never do the De Niro thing and gain weight or all some of those actors do.
Christian
because
Bale.
You'd never take it off, man. You know, just put the fat suit on me. If I'm up 280, I'm not going anywhere, you know. Even what's his face? You played the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Fraser.
Brendan Fraser.
He put on a certain amount of weight, but then the rest of it was all big fat suit.
He had a good base to start from.
Yeah, but not – he wasn't obese
He put on enough, for the face to kind of match up to the body.
Reddit post here says, I remember a narrative in the 97 Super Bowl between the Broncos and the Packers that the Broncos had the lightest offensive line in the NFL. While the
97?
Packers, had the heaviest defensive line in the NFL at the time. Who won that game?
That would be the Broncos.
Yeah,
Broncos,
97. Yep.
Gross.
Good for the Broncos.
Yeah, they didn't win that game.
Would have been even more gross if the Packers had won.
Yeah. This one's for John. Yeah. That one. Pretty sure that was the one.
Man.
Oh, that was the
first of their two in a row there.
That's right.
Disgusting.
Tyler Walsh with us. Nick hates the Chiefs. No, you hate the Broncos.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
We hate the Chiefs.
Chris Porter and Zach Myers from Shinedown.
In about 25 minutes.
Right. We're well into the third quarter of the show. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio.